This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and welcome to the weekly DBCC TV show where we can inform you on things that are happening at the DBCC, update you with some amazing results that our clients are achieving, and answer any questions about health, fitness and nutrition for losing fat and building muscle tone. Now, if you have any questions regarding fat loss or building muscle tone which I'd like us to answer for you, please leave them in the comment section below and we will answer them in the future. So let's get straight into it. First things first, check out the amazing results that we've had over the last week at the DBCC. Claire has lost 14 pounds of fat since the start of the year. Lorna has lost 12.9 pounds of fat in 6 weeks. Sue has lost 7 pounds of fat. Amanda has lost 39.5 pounds of fat since starting with the DBCC. Elaine has lost 7 pounds of body fat since the 6th of January. Roxanne has lost 7 pounds of fat in 2 weeks. Del has lost 15.6 pounds of fat in 7 weeks. And David has lost a stone in 6 weeks. Fern also lost 10 pounds in 4 weeks. So today we have a question from Catherine. Will eggs increase my cholesterol? Eggs have been given an undeserved bad reputation, and many people that are actively trying to lose body fat and gain muscle tone often avoid eggs as they have been given misleading information that eggs will increase their cholesterol. Now, eggs are actually one of the most nutrient-rich food on the planet. They're high in protein and have a good source of natural fats. Now, many people worry that eating too many eggs can lead to having high cholesterol, and there's never been any significant research linking high cholesterol levels to heart disease. Now, eggs have been given a bad reputation by cereal companies which want you to consume their sugary and high-carb products at breakfast time instead of eggs. Eggs contain good cardioprotective cholesterols which are beneficial for health. Actually, a bigger risk for increasing your cholesterol and increasing your risk markers for developing heart disease is consuming trans fats, refined carbs and refined fats. So eating 2 to 3 whole eggs a day as part of a balanced diet which is rich in whole foods can be very, very beneficial for fat loss. Now, the second question of the day is from Stuart, and his question is, will running help me to lose weight? Now, many people start their transformation by taking up running. Now, while running can be beneficial for burning fat, they can also be counterproductive. There's been significant studies which show that long bouts of steady-state cardio can lead to an increase in cortisol levels. Now, cortisol is your stress hormone, and when it's produced in high levels, it can cause the body to release sugar into the bloodstream. Now, this causes an elevation in insulin, which is known as the fat storage hormone. Insulin will start a fat storing process in your body and also block your body from burning fat for energy. So it's important to keep these two hormones under control. Now, if you want to run and your goal is to lose fat and increase your muscle tone, the best option to go for is a type of training called intervals. Intervals work with you doing short bursts of high intensity exercise for multiple sets while having short recovery periods in between. And intervals have been scientifically proven to work wonders for fat loss, and what's best is you can get them done within 20 minutes. So if you want to start doing intervals, try running as fast as you possibly can for 30 seconds, rest for 90 seconds, and repeat 10 times. Remember, the key is to make sure that you give 100% effort when running. If you have a question that you'd like us to answer for you, please leave a comment in the section below and we'll answer it in the future. Until next time, this is Nathan at the DBCC. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to the DBCC.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.